From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The Mountain Brook schools are embroiled in another controversy involving an anti-Semitic symbol. A teacher at Mountain Brook High School allegedly led students in a salute that mimics how Nazis raised their arms in World War II. One Jewish student in the class complained, and his family says they're now receiving death and arson threats. WBHM's Kyra Miles reports.
When Ephraim, or Epps Tytel, came home from school on January 18th, his mom didn't think he was being serious about what happened in his history class.
He said, you know, Mom, Dad, I was standing among people holding the Nazi salute. I felt very scared and uncomfortable as a Jew. And we didn't believe him. I mean, we thought it's a misunderstanding.
But Maria Tytel says a friend of her son took a video. The 3-second clip shows a few students raising their arms in front of them toward an American flag. Mountain Brook City School says teacher Joe Webb did not instruct students to give the sign. Administrators say the incident came during a lesson about how symbols change. The teacher used an example of the Bellamy salute, a way to pledge allegiance to the American flag before Nazis adopted the same sign in the 1930s. Tytel says an administrator told her son to apologize for sharing the video. He refused and faced retaliation. She says the family attempted to work it out with the school's administration, but were brushed off.
We kind of see it as a failure of leadership and also a part of a longer pattern of constant anti-Semitic incidents.
This isn't the first time the school district has been scrutinized for anti-Semitic acts. Last year, a video on social media showed a student who painted a Nazi swastika on his back. Last summer, the community was consumed by a debate over diversity after the school system canceled an anti-hate training for teachers. Dove Wilker is the regional director of the American Jewish Committee. He says this is an example of a bigger problem.
And so students are on edge because not necessarily of this experience, but because of the belief of anti-Semitism and the rise of anti-Semitism across the United States.
According to the Anti-Defamation League, 2020 was the third highest record year for anti-Semitic incidents. Wilker sees what happened at Mountain Brook as an opportunity to educate people about Jewish history and the Holocaust. Danny Cohn is the CEO of the Birmingham Jewish Federation. He first heard about the incident in January, and he doesn't think the teacher was being intentionally anti-Semitic.
I'm saying it was a lapse in judgment. But when people, especially Jews, see the Nazi salute, they're not listening for context. They just see something that sent more than 6 million of our people to their deaths.
Maria Tytel agrees the teacher probably lacked good judgment, but she wants the school to have more diversity training and reassurance students won't be retaliated against.
And it would be really nice if for once they apologize and acknowledge that they're in the wrong. You know, that would give us a chance of justice.
School system leaders say they don't condone modeling the salute when a picture would have been sufficient. They say the issue has been addressed with the teacher and they are working with local Jewish organizations. The Tytels say they're seeking legal counsel to contend with the death threats. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM.